Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Linda Smith. Her address is 23 Woodside Lane, Chico, California, 95926, phone 925-961-7063. ID is XXX XXX-552-5577. Date of birth is 12/29/1950, 71-year-old, retired, married woman. Insurance is Medicare, pharmacy is CVS-Esplanade, 530-345-9009, is addressed to Dr. Ahmet, A-M-A-H-M-E-T, Onur, O-N-U-R, Turek, T-U-R-E-K, M-D. Below that, internal medicine. Below that, 100 Independent Circle, Suite 100, Chico, California, 95973-0258. Phone 530-899-2126. Fax 530-899-0142. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation for continuity and continued care of recurrent, intractable, infrequent, nocturnal, hemiplegic migraine. Subparagraph, recent history suspicious for stroke. COVID comorbid medical problems, recent treatment, and by patient's report, eradication of rectal cancer. Subparagraph status post radio and chemotherapy. New paragraph. Current medications. First paragraph, treatment of hemiplegic migraine, Depakote, 500 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams. Then reduced to 750-500 milligrams, parenthesis total dose 1,000 milligrams per day. Previous medications, verapamil, 240 milligrams, increased to 360 and with 900 milligrams of gabapentin. Previous surgeries, carpal tunnel, February 2, 2000, February 14, 2000, cubital tunnel, right arm, September 27, 2000. Dear Dr. Turek and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Linda Smith for neurological evaluation. Linda was seen accompanied by her husband today that provided additional historical, current, and previous information. New paragraph. I am awaiting the results of her hospital records from recent hospitalization at Enloe Medical Center when, following an episode of nocturnal hemiplegic migraine, she woke in the morning with paresis, aphasia, and some visual obscuration, where there was a suspicion of having had an ischemic stroke. Subparagraph. It's not entirely clear that based on her testing, including diagnostic electroencephalography and CT/MR imaging, that she actually suffered an ischemic stroke. new paragraph. She has an important past medical history of having had a pulmonary embolus years ago. Subparagraph, she has no knowledge as to whether at that time or more recently an evaluation for vascular thrombosis risk factors was completed. New paragraph. More recently, she has developed episodes of transient confusion associated with increased tremulousness on the right. The origin of this is not entirely clear. New paragraph. She continues being on Depakote with her other medications. Subparagraph, her medication list was reviewed. New paragraph. In consideration of her history and presentation, I would do the following. Number one, she will continue on her Depakote medication at the current dosage up to 1,000 milligrams per day. Number two, laboratory testing will be completed to exclude Depakote toxicity and hyperammonemia. Number three, initial vascular screening will be accomplished. Number four, a reevaluation diagnostic electroencephalogram will be completed to exclude any evidence of focal epilepsy for which adjustment of her treatment regimen might be indicated. Subparagraph. We discussed her current care today. I reinforced her need to continue on her medications. New paragraph, we will give her Ubrelvy samples of medication to take in case she has another severe migraine. New paragraph. We will most likely require a home sleep test to exclude the recent development of sleep apnea contributing to her presentation recurrent cephalgia. New paragraph, I'll see for reevaluation with those findings and an additional report, so I respect with my professional signature.